This is Cheryl Murkowski, and you're listening to Story Redo. This is Cheryl Murkowski from horrorholes.org, and you're listening to Distort.
This is going well.
Distorted View in the Workplace presents Racial Sensitivity Training.
Hey, Bib, wait a second. Hey, no offense, okay? It was just a joke. Look, I know the last 22 times I've asked you, you didn't want to go out with
me. Ben, I really don't.
But this time, I think I've got it. Listen. The ballet, fifth row, center. These are $60 tickets. And I'll even throw
Thanks,
in dinner.
Thanks, but I
No, a real dinner. Something that you like. Barbecue, fried chicken, chitlins, hush puppies, watermelon for dessert.
Do you think this impresses me?
I hope so.
No, and please don't ask again.
Chitlins.
No.
Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, August 21st, 2008. Coming up on the program today, please, no more violence. See what I did there with Gnome? It'll all make sense when I read the story. Won't be any funnier, but it'll make sense. Plus, we're all out of coffee. How about some boiling water in your face? And I want to spice up my marriage by adding a second man into the mix. Footage at 11. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show. Okay.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Got a great show for you today. You know, a couple days ago in the voicemail section, someone was talking about Intervention, that great A&E television show that features all sorts of drug addicts and the interventions, their family stages and everything. And I love the show. And they featured a girl named Allison last week, and Allison huffs computer duster, right? What a lame addiction, right? I sniff computer cleaner. Anyways, I've got a couple clips from the episode here, and I'll tell you what got me hooked, all right? This is the moment this episode of the show won me over.
That are supposed to be, like, cleaning electronics. She just inhales the whole thing in her mouth.
Sunshine.
Yes! Allison, I love you. Greatest line ever. After she huffs.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yeah. I sense a Corey mashup coming. I just love everything about her. I love her voice. It's like I'm walking on sunshine. And I love, you know, after everything she says into the camera, she has to take a hit. She's like, I hate my mom. One of the really great moments is when Allison is huffing and her sister's over. And the sister's just trying to get the cans away from her. And, you know, she's asking Allison, you know, do you have any more cans? And Allison's like, no, I don't trust you. I'm not going to tell you. And then she says, can you go out to my car? I've got some more cans in there. I need some more canned stuff. And the sister's like, okay.
How much of that stuff do you have? Is that it?
Your mama.
Oh, back with a zinger.
If you even suggest that you're going to remove her drugs, Allison becomes violent.
All right, could you go out and look inside my car?
Why, what's in it?
Hopefully drugs.
Okay.
She's like, yeah, great. You don't remember 2 seconds ago when I asked you where all your cans were and you didn't want to tell me because you were afraid I'd run off with them so you wouldn't be able to huff? Huh, okay. Obviously, the sister takes off with all the cans and leaves Allison with nothing to huff, and Allison stumbles out the door.
They're not in here.
Huh. She's putting the pieces of the puzzle together, and finally...
Ah!
Here's another clip. This is where Allison passes out.
Al. Al, are you okay? Come here.
Go through.
I go through convulsions.
Are you okay? Do you need to go to the hospital?
No.
I'm fine. I said I go through convulsions. Can't you tell I'm fine?
I'm fine.
Perfectly normal.
You're not fine.
I did this every day.
I know.
Every couple hours.
Yeah, that's perfectly normal. Every couple hours, convulsion, sure. Here she is talking and whining about her father that she doesn't have.
I wish I had a father.
Like, I understand it's sad, but, you know, tons of people go through life without fathers. They don't, you know, huff computer cleaner.
But he left me. And also his whole side of the family.
Did I mention that she's a pre-med student? Yes.
Left me. They won't speak to me because I let my dad down.
Oh, it's sad, I know, but here's something that'll cheer you up.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa. I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa. I'm walking on sunshine.
All right, enough of Allison. I've got a clip here of a guy fingering his dick hole, although it's not the original dick hole. It appears like there's been a gunshot wound or something to his cock. He's got two cockhead holes. It's really strange. I don't know if there was a piercing that went wrong or something. Anyways, he's sticking his finger in one of his many dick holes. Take a listen. And you don't really hear him talking. You just hear the noise. That's his finger going in and out of his hole. There's some suction being created. Oh. There you go. Hot finger in dick hole action. Ta-da! Speaking of painful, I've got a video of a guy being impaled on a dildo. Of course, sure, why not? Yes, this guy is suspended from like a ceiling or something, and his feet are both on separate boxes, and once the boxes are removed, he's going to fall ass first into a dildo.
No.
Okay, one of the boxes has been pushed to the side, and here goes the other one. He's going to fall. Any second now. And down on the dildo.
It's so big.
Now, what I find interesting is he has a boner while this is all going on. I think he likes it.
I'm slipping. I can't get up.
He just slipped and fell on it again. Now, the kid is crafty because he's able to get his feet back up on the boxes. And he's trying to lift himself off. Although the guy who is putting him up to this then kicks the boxes from his feet again, right? There. And that's cheating! There you go. A guy impaled on a dildo. Now, have you guys heard of John TV? The way I understand it is, and I think we've played a clip or two from it a long, long time ago on this show. Apparently, this guy who lives in a neighborhood was fed up with all the prostitution, so he started this website where he would videotape guys and their prostitutes having sex in public and then embarrass them by placing the video on the web. Here is a Lowe's driver getting, you know, Lowe's, the home improvement store, getting caught with a prostitute in a Lowe's truck.
How's it going?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. You're the one who came down into our neighborhood, picked up a hooker, took her to a restaurant full of families to have sex with her.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is it worth losing your job over? Huh?
No, it's not. I'm sad. I'm sorry.
What are you doing? Why would you do this in your employer's vehicle?
Because the trucks are spacious.
Huh?
And private. If you would have opened the... oh my god, the hooker is fat. She has huge cankles.
Hey, I'll give him a call.
What?
Said I'll give him a call and tell him what's up.
You'll give who a call?
My boss.
Oh, I've already called him. They wanted the L number off the back of the truck.
Okay.
I've already called the cops, too.
Have any kids?
Yes, I do.
Can you imagine living in a neighborhood where your kids can't play outside because people like you are driving around picking up whores?
Well, first of all, he was doing it in the back of the truck with the door shut, so no one could see him.
It's not worth it, is it?
I really wasn't thinking.
You know, Joe the delivery guy, is that your name? Our kids can't play outside.
This guy's kind of a dick, really. It's one thing, you know, if you want to clean up the streets, but, you know,
our wives can't walk to the...
Joe the delivery driver.
Grocery store. Why? Because the hooker's out here. Why? Because guys like you keep picking them up. It's not worth it.
Keeping the local economy moving is what he's doing.
Is it? You can get a disease. You can get arrested. You can lose your job. You put this truck at risk. Are you a married man?
Yes.
Oh.
What would your wife say? And why don't you have a... Why don't you have a wedding ring on?
I lost it in Iraq.
You lost your wedding ring in Iraq. Why don't you buy her another one?
I don't have the money.
You just paid for a hooker. You can afford a hooker, but you can't afford a wedding ring.
No, I can't because they're too expensive.
You can go to a pawn shop. You know what? If a woman really...
Hookers around here are cheap, especially the fat, ugly ones that you pick up.
Love you. She doesn't care how much you spend on it. It's not worth it, is it?
Wow,
not at all.
Oh, Lord.
How old are your kids?
Five, two, and one.
Okay, imagine when they get a little older. Any girl?
All right, enough lecturing. You made your point. Would have been funny at the very end if he's like, I'm just joking with you. I'm the girl's pimp. Have a free one on us. Just playing with you. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, of fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. A lot of great stuff has been popping up on the feed. Monday we did an extended show. Tuesday we did a bonus episode. Wednesday was a Sideshow exclusive program. Plus we posted a video cast earlier this week too. Sign up now. It's only, like I said, $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Again, that is Distorted View's member site. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Las Vegas. Channel 13 reporter Jeffrey Gradney has been fired after he and his girlfriend were accused of soliciting male partners on the internet.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
That's actually some pretty good advice. Trying to help you out there. Gradney, who joined the ABC affiliate 3 years ago, was dismissed Monday after a disgruntled employee sent management and staffers a Craigslist ad, a source said, that appeared to show the reporter having sex with his girlfriend. The ad read, quote, hot, intensely passionate couple looking for a cool guy to play with. See, now I think it would be more cute if the ad was like, this just in, breaking news. Hot area couple looking for a third. If I was a news reporter, that's how I would have sex. It would be entirely news themed. Whenever I would refer to the third person, it would be like, you know, and now Jim, sucking on my balls. Jim? And then, you know, when he got bored sucking on my balls, and then my wife wanted to take over, he could say, back to you, Janet, or, you know, something like that. I don't know. I'm just throwing some ideas out there, spice things up a bit. He's got a lot of time to have sex now that he doesn't have a job. Jim Prather, vice president and general manager of the Journal Broadcast Group station, confirmed Gradney was let go but declined further comment, saying it was a personal matter. The firing is the latest incident at the ABC affiliate. Last month, the station fired longtime on-air personality Ron Futrell after he was cited for a hit-and-run crash. And then 3.5 years ago, KTNV was embarrassed by a racial incident after a weekend weather anchor was fired for referring to Martin Luther King Jr. as Martin Luther Coon. Rob Blair made the comment the day before Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Blair was fired by Prather the next day after African-American staffers raised the possibility of a walkout. So there you go. Sounds like a fun station to work at. Second story we have for each day. This one comes from Washington. A man dressed in woman's underwear and exposing himself drove up to a Parkland espresso stand 3 times before one of the baristas threw a cup of boiling water at him. That's like the worst idea ever. Why would you... Why would you go to an espresso store and expose yourself? There's boiling water everywhere. That's how you make coffee. All right, Jarmé Fedek, a bikini-clad barista at Java Girls, said she first thought the man dressed in women's underwear and exposing himself was a sick joke, until the man came back several more times. The first time he came to the window, Fedek said he was wearing a white bra and white panties and touching himself inappropriately. Then he came back a second time. Quote, he has underwear over his face... He's wearing hot pink panties now, and the underwear that he was wearing is over his face, and there's little peepholes so he can see, Fedek said. Fedek and another barista were working at around 5 a.m. last Thursday when the incident happened. They tried to get a look at the man's license plate, but that was too covered up with women's underwear. Smart. When the man came back a third time, one of the baristas took a cup of scalding hot water and doused him with it. Quote, Kylie opened the door and threw boiling hot water on his face and chest, and he just said, ooh, yeah. What? This man is crazy! He's insane! Police agencies around Pierce County said they are seeing more and more incidents of indecent exposure as more coffee stands open, many with women dressed provocatively or barely dressed at all. What a weird trend! It's like Hooters coffee. I don't think we can make a quid pro quo that this is causing the effect... And they certainly don't deserve that behavior, but we do have some of these stands that have been victimized by the activities, said Detective Sergeant Jerry Bates. Anyone with information is encouraged to call the police. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Pennsylvania. A Greensburg man was convicted Tuesday of using a 2-pound concrete garden gnome as a deadly weapon in a February attack against his 16-year-old stepdaughter. Well... In his defense, she was a cunt, I'm sure, as most 16-year-old girls are. Charles S. Morrison, 31, was found guilty of 5 criminal charges, including a felony count of aggravated assault for throwing the dwarf-like statue through a glass door. Shards of glass from the door struck Kelsey Anderson, leaving a laceration above her right eye. The gnome, about a foot tall, wore a hat, a blue shirt over a bulging stomach, and a wide grin as it sat on a table in open court throughout the 2-day trial. They brought the gnome on trial. Like, who? It's a gnome! What does it matter what it looks like? It's just a fucking concrete gnome. Morrison and the weapon were separated by about 2 feet of table, with the gnome facing the defendant. Anderson, who was in the home with her stepfather early the morning of February 14th, Valentine's Day, told jurors yesterday that a drunken Morrison threatened to hit her with a kitchen chair, which would have done less damage, I think. Chair's not made out of concrete, and called her a series of offensive names before she took action. Quote, I pushed him out the door. He stumbled and shut the screen door. He threw the gnomes at the glass. It shattered everywhere, and the glass hit me in the face, Anderson said. Now, before the gnome became involved in the altercation, Morrison smashed a telephone and cut the phone lines into the house. Morrison did not testify during the court hearing, but defense attorney Eric Hoffman told jurors there was no intent to injure Anderson with the garden gnome. He just wanted to break through the glass so he could then strangle the girl. I don't know. Morrison tripped on his way out of the home, picked up the gnome, and threw it in frustration. It just happened to be aimed at the little girl's face through the glass door. It took a Westmoreland County jury of 6 men and 6 women 90 minutes to find Morrison guilty of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, 2 counts of simple assault, reckless endangerment, and child endangerment. Jurors acquitted Morrison of a 2nd charge of aggravated assault. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Timbers! Jeremy here.
Hi, Jeremy.
Yes, you do have a small penis and you would be better served wearing small condoms. But the thing is, small condoms are marketed as snug, so...
That's right, they're snug fits.
The fact that they're small won't be staring you in the face the whole time.
I don't know, I think snug might be worse.
You can even convince yourself that that's not even what they are. That you wanted to buy them because snug sounds comfortable and safer. Mm-hmm. So... Snug. There's that.
I don't know about that. If I wasn't so embarrassed, I'd actually pick some up and then I'd try it. I'd try one on the air with you guys and we'll see if they fit. I smell video cast. The smell of my musty penis.
Hello, Timmy. This is William. I consider you a man of great moral fiber.
Wow.
A very ethical.
I'm guessing you haven't been a listener for too long.
Human being, if there ever was one.
Okay.
You make Gandhi look like
Didn't he have an accent at the beginning of his voicemail?
Hello, Timmy. This is William.
And then it sort of loses it halfway through.
Gandhi looked like a child pornographer.
Oh.
So, of all the people to ask this question, I'm going to ask it to you. It's about my personal life, and I was wondering if you could help me out
kind of
with a moral decision.
Sure.
Is it wrong for me to masturbate to Miley Cyrus videos?
Well, you are a pedophile, and I'm going to be forwarding your information to the FBI or CIA or whoever handles that type of thing. I should know. I've been investigated several times. All right, Katy Perry checking in again.
When? I like graham crackers. Graham crackers, yeah.
And retard checking in.
Hey, Timmy, this is Kerosene, and I have a few things to say. Occasionally I'll find myself watching the normal news for some reason on television or and sometimes they cover the same story as you did, and all I can think about is how you did it better. So
thank you.
Great job.
That's right.
Another thing is...
One of these days I'm going to get an invitation from CNN or something to host a show.
I don't know how much Poop Freeze costs, but apparently you don't get very much stuff per can.
No, you don't.
But if you go to your local computer store and buy one of those compressed air cans for testing out computers...
I think it's the same thing.
You can just turn it upside down and it'll do the same thing.
Yeah, I've done that before. Free shit with
and
that.
And thirdly, I have a few tips for the apparently clueless people who have been joining the IRC channel. The first thing is, when you join the channel, you need to change your nickname before you say anything, because if your nickname is Freak Number and you type stuff, you look like a dumbass.
Right. A noob.
The second is, you can't just join, type something, and expect a response within 30 seconds. Have to wait around for maybe an hour or so. And thirdly, if you're too stupid to figure out how to use IRC commands, and apparently most of you guys are, you should probably try a client like Pigeon. It makes it really easy. P-I-D-G-I-N dot...
Oh, now they're making IRC clients for idiots. Yeah, like, how hard... People, I don't like to type things like the slash and, you know, whatever. I was messing around with computers before Windows 95 came out. I had computers that didn't run Windows 3.1 even, and I was I was very proficient in DOS using all the commands. As a matter of fact, I refuse to use Windows to create directories or folders, as they're called now. Up until, like, I don't know, 1999 or something, I would just go back into DOS and do my little DOS commands. I was set in my ways.
Hey, Tim. This is Kyle from Alaska here. I just called about the C.B. Walker thing. Anyway, you have to go make sure to finish the video. Watch the last 30 seconds. It's probably the funniest 30 seconds I've ever seen on YouTube.
Yes, go. Everyone should go out and watch the go on YouTube and watch the C.B. Walker video where he wishes me a happy birthday. there's a bit of a mishap at the end of the video.
Hey, Tim. This is Matt from Ohio.
Speak up!
A couple days ago, a doubting Christian called in. So I thought I'd give them a push in the right direction. There's two really good podcasts that I listen to. One is The Atheist Experience, and the other is The Nonprofit. So, enjoy them.
All
later.
Right. There you go. Some atheist podcast for you. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it, oh God?
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Vote for us a podcast. I subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we'll see you back tomorrow with the Big Friday Show. Until then, bye, everybody!
Okay, I'm gonna put it in.
What is your address? I'll mail you some Polaroids.
Oh my god, it was so hot. Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Oh fuck, yes.
You fucking asshole.
No, you're a fucking asshole. You wanna fuck my asshole. You just said so.
You're a fucking asshole.
Oh, come on. I've been taking snapshots of your cock. They're going to be all over the internet.
You want to come? Fuck you. Make me my jaw. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Are you coming? Did I make you come?
Fuck you.
I can talk dirty more. Fuck my pussy.
You fuck asshole.
Oh, come on. You've never thought about doing it with a dude before?
Fuck, I like pussy, man. What the fuck? What's going on?
Well, I don't know. You're talking to a dude and you're making me get you off? Like, that's pretty gay.
Oh, anyway. Oh, fucking disgusting.
I know. It's hot, though, right?
Yeah, it's not fair, you know, bro. You put, like, lady in your profile.
I know. It's so not fair.
Really, it's fucking bad, man.
I'm an asshole, aren't I?
Anyway, you know. I'm going to say goodbye, bro.
Oh, come on. Well, have a good night. Good luck finding underage
pussy. Thank you so much, bro.
Oh, well, you're welcome. We'll have to do it again sometime.